Well, what are the foundations of our faith? What is Christianity? Who is God? How does knowing God change us? And what are spiritual disciplines? In the next four episodes, we are diving into these four questions. I'm so pumped. We want you to walk away from these episodes confident in your ability to really understand the gospel, what Jesus has done for you. And we want you to feel so confident that you can just clearly communicate that with other people. We're so excited, and I'm pumped because our two friends are here to teach on these four questions, Michelle Rabin and Natalia Drum. They are phenomenal. And so for the next 4 weeks, you're going to hear from them. And in this first episode in the series, they're diving into what is Christianity? What does it actually mean to be saved? How do you know you're saved? Is Jesus the only way? They're diving into those questions. So I'm so excited you're here. If we haven't met yet, I'm Amanda Davison. I'm your friend and host here at the A Wife Like Me podcast. And would you do me a favor? Would you actually take a second, pause this episode, leave a rating and review, please? It helps other people hear about Jesus. It helps marriages. So would you just please do that for us? Because we'll take all the help we can get. So thank you in advance. And let's dive in now to this episode with Michelle and Natalia.
So as we kick off this module, we're going to be digging into the foundational pieces of faith. And I think the number one question that we encounter when we talk about this is, what is Christianity really all about?
Michelle, that's such a foreign question. At the most basic, simple core of Christianity, when I say I'm a Christian, that means I have put my faith in Jesus Christ alone to be my salvation. And I believe he is the only way to get to heaven. Therefore, I have committed my life to be a follower of Jesus. Now, Michelle, I've just said that I need salvation. For someone watching or listening to this teaching right now, they may ask the common question that we hear, which is, why do I need salvation? Do you want to jump in on that for a bit?
Yeah, and I think the short answer is that we are sinners in need of a savior. And that word can sort of feel countercultural or a little taboo, or one that we don't like to say because we don't like to be told that we are sinful. But Romans 3:23 says that for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And my hope in this life and in the next is rooted in Christ, because without Christ, I am a sinner bound for eternal separation from God in hell. And Romans 6:23 says, for the wages, which is the payment of sin, is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And the incredible thing is that Christ took the punishment for my sin, for your sin, and he made that payment so that you and I could have eternal life, so that we can go to heaven, that we can have a relationship with him and serve him and love him for all of our days. And I can't pay for that myself. There's nothing that I can do to earn that in any way. I cannot work my way to heaven. I cannot do it out of good deeds. And if this is the important piece, is that Jesus himself said in John 14:6 that he is the way and the truth and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through him. And this is a piece that a lot of people struggle with, this concept that Jesus is the only way. Can't we all get to God in different ways? Natalia, why is Jesus the only way?
You know, it can be so hard, because it can feel very exclusive to say Jesus is the only way. The truth of the matter is that we need a perfect atonement for our sin. The wages of sin is death, but the gift to God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. And Jesus of Nazareth was a sinless man, fully God and fully human. He was born of a virgin. Jesus was not born with any sin. I have children, and you don't have to teach a child to do something wrong. They just do it. It's in their nature. And that was not our Jesus. And so he was born of a virgin. He was not born with any sin. He lived a perfect life, keeping all of the law. So there was no sin in him. He was fully human in nature as well as fully powerful as God. And so when he dies on the cross, he meets that full atonement for us. So Jesus says, like you quoted in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. And so it is exclusive in the method that we get salvation. We get salvation through Jesus Christ, but it is inclusive for all people. And that's the beauty of salvation. There is no way to be saved except through Jesus Christ. At the same time, it is open to all of humanity. Every single one of us. Romans 10:13 and Joel 2:32 tell us anyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Doesn't matter your color, doesn't matter your race, your religion, your creed. Anyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. So salvation is this free gift available to anybody who wants it. So now, Michelle, we've touched on this brief issue of salvation by faith in Jesus Christ being the foundation of what it means to be a Christian. What would you tell one of our friends listening today if they're hearing this for the very first time and they want to become a Christ follower?
So if you're feeling that tug on your heart, if you know that you have never accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, if you even question it just slightly, we want you to surrender your life to Him. We want to tell you how to do that, because there is no greater decision or choice that you can make in your life than to follow Christ. It doesn't mean that life will be easy or well put together or hunky-dory for all of your days, but it does mean that you have a Savior. You have one who is fighting for you, who is walking with you so that you don't walk through this life. And so I'm going to share some verses with you that I think will encourage you and help you and show you how to accept this free gift of salvation. And Romans 3:10 and 3:23 say, they tell us that we know that there is none that are righteous. Not one of us is good enough to have a right relationship with God on our own. We can't do it. I'm not going to say the perfect things. I'm not going to do the perfect things. None of us are righteous, and we are all in need of a Savior. And Romans 6:23 tells us that the road to sin leads to death. We talked about that earlier. It's that eternal separation from God. So we aren't righteous. We are sinners. And that sin separates us from God. It keeps us from getting to Him. But God provided a way of salvation through Jesus Christ in Romans 3:23. But the best part of this is Romans 10:9-13 tells us how to surrender our lives to Christ. If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved.
Amen.
With the heart, one believes and is justified, and with the mouth, one confesses and is saved. For Scripture says, everyone who believes in Him will not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek, for the same Lord is Lord of all, bestowing His riches on all who call on Him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. So we cry out to God in prayer. There's no magic words. We just cry out to Him. We acknowledge that we're a sinner in need of a Savior, and we accept Jesus Christ as our Savior who died for our sins. And we pour our hearts out to the Father. So we want you to pray, to cry out to God in prayer. There is no magic formula here, but we want to address that we're a sinner in need of a Savior, and Jesus is that Savior. And we give our heart and life to Him. You know, a lot of people think that this has to take place in church, Natalia, that I have to be in a church to do something like this, for God to speak to me. And that's not true. I prayed this prayer on my apartment floor 15 years ago. And I basically held my heart out to God and said, here, take it, take all of me, because that's all I had to offer. And there's such an incredible, powerful moment when you give your heart and life to Christ. And so now that we've done that, maybe you have prayed that prayer, and now that we have done that and given our lives to Christ and our sins are forgiven, Romans 8:1 says, There is therefore no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. And I love that verse because we are now forgiven and we have that eternal connection to God through Jesus Christ. And we get to walk in new life, not going back to our old ways, not going back to our old sin, but we are walking in new life, walking forward in grace. So Natalia, one of the biggest questions I had when I stood up after praying this prayer and giving my heart and life to Christ was, now what? God, what is it that you want from me?
You know, that is the big thing that somebody does, because we talk about salvation and then they accept Jesus Christ as Savior. And then what? And especially if you're alone and you are in your office, your house, your bedroom, and this has pricked your conscience, the Spirit of God is moving upon you, and you have just said, Lord, have all of me. And you're alone. And you're like, what do I do now? Well, the beautiful thing about salvation is it's a beginning and an end. It is the end of living my life for myself. I'm no longer king of my own life. I am no longer queen of my own life. It's the end of living for myself and the beginning of a relationship with the Creator of the universe. This is not a religion. We are not here to propagate a religion or to push any kind of agenda except Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And it is a relationship. And so it can feel overwhelming, exhilarating, frightening, all the things, all the feels to think about what's next. So we just want to like keep it simple for you. My life is so crazy and chaotic. I need things simple. Salvation leads to the beginning of a relationship with God. And how do you build relationships? When my husband and I were dating, we spent time together. We spoke. We went on dates. We learned about one another. And so this is what you are doing with the Creator of the universe. You are building a relationship with God. And so that happens over time. You're not going to go from 0 to 60 in an instant moment. This is not a drive-through relationship where you're going to have everything in one moment. This takes time. This takes discipline. This takes initiative to build this relationship. God has done everything for us. And now we get to move towards him as well. He has moved towards us and it's our turn to respond. So we build this relationship through what we would call spiritual disciplines. And that's really simple. Prayer. Prayer is having a conversation with God. Studying God's word. The word of God tells us who he is and what his character is. And it gives life to us. And we do this as well by living in community with other believers in Christ. I learn from those who have walked with Christ for many years. I learn from their mistakes and their experiences. There are many disciplines of faith that Christ followers engage in, but you do not have to be overwhelmed. You don't have to master everything. You don't have to know everything. We just want to be here to say congratulations and welcome to the family. And we are here to walk through this journey with you as other Christians. And so the most important thing we want for you today, as you watch this video and you listen to this teaching, is to settle in your heart and your mind right now the awareness and understanding that your eternal security is completely settled in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, yes. That he has sealed you and saved you, and you do not have to worry about what happens in the life to come. Jesus is taking care of that. So now that we've received salvation, now that we are justified in front of God for our sins, that just means we don't pay the penalty of separation from God. We won't pay that eternal death penalty. And we can live and love out of freedom. So many times people look at Christians and they're like, it's just a bunch of rules and do's and don'ts. No, it's not. It's actually quite the opposite. And that's a really big lie from the enemy. Christianity is freedom. Yes. I have freedom from sin. I have freedom from bondage. I have freedom to love and live in the grace of God. Mm-hmm. And God gives us so many freedoms. And so that's what we want for you today, sweet friends. We want the freedom that God offers in your life. The very next step in this journey of faith is to learn about who God is, what his character is like, what it means to be one of his followers. And these are all topics we are going to address in our next videos of this module, and we hope to see you there.